This is the beginning of part two in a two-part interview with Leo O'Donnell.
And when I joined, shortly after I became finance director in the early 70s, for about a year I think I was the personnel director as well. So I used to deal with the trade unions directly. And I think I had 19 different trade unions. In the mid-60s, as I said, Anglo-Irish Free Trade Agreement, everybody in Ireland, I was active in business myself at the time, and everybody was looking outwards. We're beginning to think about Europe. Yeah. Something we'd never thought about before. To my generation, Europe involved war. Some of us had been to Europe. That generally meant a cheap holiday in Spain.
Yeah, but what's exciting about the unions is, okay, you've brought me chronologically through the history of Jacobs, and we're now at a point where you're coming into the company, you're now dealing directly for the first time with the unions. That's where you're now starting.
We come here now to the mid-1960s, this external vision begin to develop. 1966, the merger with Boland's. Irish Biscuits is formed, 90%, 10%. Then the board decide, we've got to do something big, we've got to develop. And firstly, they got to get out of Bishop Street. The prospect was to go to Dean's Grange. Mm. That wasn't possible because there was concerns about could you get the people, etc. And then it's an interesting piece of social history. Somebody rightly decided, look, wouldn't it be a good idea? We know that our employees always used to live around the factory. We know that since the end of the war, they've been moving away from here. We know we had problems in Dean's Grange, would have had problems with getting people. So where are our employees living? They did a census, apparently, and found people who lived in Drimla, Crumlin, Walkinstown. Generally, people moved south. So the idea arose, why don't we go a step further? And a number of green fields, what was it? How many acres? I can't remember now. 100 acres, whatever it was, of land was purchased in Talla on the Belgard Road.
And that was the reason for moving to Talla?
Yeah. Well, that was why Talla was selected.
Chosen.
There was some pressure, I think, some influence, some idea from the IDA was at the time, to consider relocating entirely to the west of Ireland. The idea being, you know, it would be a massive boost to employment. But there was no great stomach for that. I mean, among either management or employees, the employees certainly wouldn't have wanted it. The management, I think, likewise, it wasn't part of their culture. Yes. So a decision was made to buy a site in Talla and to build a new biscuit factory.
Yeah.
Now, the thinking that influenced the fact of that investment, the shape of it, the size of it, because it was a big physical, I mean, a 220,000 square foot, at the time, I think, the biggest plant in Ireland, the biggest physical manufacturing plant in Ireland. There were, and I speculate somewhat here, but the influences that shaped that investment, the size of it, but in retrospect, the investment was much too large. But it was probably influenced to some extent by the history of the family. The people, the men who made that investment, Edward Bewley and Geoffrey Jenkins, would be key factors. Remember, their fathers before them, in Geoffrey's case, his grandfather, had been involved in building this enormous business. So they've been very conscious. They would be very conscious, far more than most Irish people, of the potential for exports, overseas business, and that kind of thing. They were, of course, very aware of the European dimension that was now building up. They were looking at Britain. And relations between the English and the Irish company had sundered somewhat at this stage, even though they did have common directors. But there was a new kind of, there were executives on the board of the Dublin Company for the first time, non-family people. They had ambitions to build the business again, and they were probably all influenced by the history. There was no doubt they were influenced by the mood of the time, the business mood of the time, which was all about innovation. Everybody was employing consultants to look at their business and become more productive and learn about exporting. We're all trying to learn foreign languages and so on and so forth. So, decision was made to build this factory in Talla. And it was thought at the time, there's some perhaps dispute about this because many things were not clearly documented, but the impression I had was that it was believed that the move, as it was called, the move to Talla, would take place over perhaps 15 to 20 years. Reflecting the sheer size, the physical problem involved of moving this massive plant in central Dublin, a lot of the equipment, it wasn't going to be new equipment, and mainly moving equipment. That would take time, you know, if you stripped enough of them down. The time from the time you start to strip it down to the time you you brought it out to Talla, at the back of trucks, and put it back in place again, could be 8 or 9 months. So you'd have to stockpile biscuits in the meantime, etc. If it's 7 or 8 or 9 ovens involved, you know, clearly not a long time. Moving people, etc., etc. So thought was that this will go on over a period of years. This was 1966, 67. The world was a lot more leisurely then. And the other thing was, the world's a lot more stable, perhaps. Mm. The value of money didn't change very much one year to another. Then the late 60s came, and other factors started to enter the equation. Inflation, which 6, 7, 8% maybe at some stage or other. And so the cost of things.